The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell, and I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing a protein-targeting therapy found to lessen inflammation in preclinical studies. A novel medication targeting the protein folate receptor beta decreased inflammation and brain damage in a rat model of multiple sclerosis. The findings were published in the Journal of Neuroinflammation in the study Efficacy and Tolerability of Folate Aminoprotein Therapy in Rat Focal Model of Multiple Sclerosis. MS is caused by the immune system attacking the nervous system, and one type of immune cell involved in this attack is a macrophage. In animal models of MS, inflammation-driving macrophages express the protein FR-beta, suggesting that this protein may be viable for therapeutic target. In a new study, researchers from the University of Turku, Purdue University, and Endocyte, now part of Novartis' Institute for Biomedical Research, tested an investigational FR-beta targeting medication called EC2319 in a rat model of MS. The team used a focal delayed type hypersensitivity model of experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis, and this rat model of MS characterized by initial phase of acute inflammation followed by chronic inflammation resembled what occurs in people with MS. We investigated the efficacy of subcutaneously administering EC2319 on lesion development during acute and chronic EAE in rats, the researchers wrote. In rats, in the chronic phase, treatment with EC2319 significantly reduced the size of brain lesions, as well as the levels of FR-beta. Markers of inflammation and macrophage activation also generally were reduced, though not all of these metrics reached statistical significance. In turn, in the acute phase of the disease, EC2319 treatment generally did not have a significant effect. Regarding safety, no adverse effects were reported in rats across experiments. EC2319 effectively attenuated the inflammation and lesion burden in rats with chronic EAE, but not during the acute phase of inflammation, the researchers wrote, adding that the treatment appears to be safe for doing acute and chronic FDTH EAE. FR-beta usually binds to the B vitamin folate. Folate-based imaging tracers have been used to image some kinds of tumors through PET scans and are also being tested in autoimmune diseases. The researchers demonstrated that similar PET tracers could be used to access FR-beta and, by extension, MS lesions driven by activated macrophages in these rat models. The research in my lab suggests that folate-based tracers could apply to visualize inflammatory demyelinating central nervous system lesions. Anne Rovian, PhD, the study's senior author and professor at the University of Turku, said in a press release, to demonstrate the relevance of the study's findings in human disease, the team analyzed brain tissue from MS patients. They demonstrated that FR-beta expression was increased near the border of active inflammatory lesions in patients, typically in areas where macrophages are known to be present. For the first time, we show that the MS patients have FR-beta positive cells in chronic active plaques, which indicates the translational relevance of these findings, the researchers wrote. The team noted, however, that more research is needed before the findings can be translated into human treatment. The results are fascinating, but after all, we have to remember the challenges and unpredictability of drug development, said Yingwan Lun, PhD of Novartis Institutes for Biomedical Research and Study co-author. Only a small portion of promising new treatments in animal experiments will translate into clinical practice.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'm going to be reading from Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. Traveling without the baggage of fear. Traveling with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis is challenging. International travel adds some extra lengthy steps. That said, I have the bug. I've always had a hunger to see and experience new people and places. From a young age, I travelled alongside my parents, which gave me a cultural education I will always be grateful for. I continue to travel with my husband even after my diagnosis. We sojourned to Europe the following year and I noticed a profound difference. My gait was slower and my foot drop more pronounced. It was harder to navigate unknown terrain. I would arrive at monuments unable to see everything. London's Tube and the Paris Metro are incredibly efficient, but both are underground. While there are escalators, they don't always run, and one may run down to one platform, but not up to the street level. The steps are too many and too steep for me to ascend. The excitement with each discovery became overshadowed with questions. Can I stand or walk without falling? Are there stairs? Is the terrain steep? Is there a bench? Is there a wheelchair access? Will a wheelchair fit? Is there access to water? As my list of questions grew, so did my anxiety. My desire to travel remained, yet the realities of my situation left me fearful. While MS leaves me without some ability, fear renders me paralysed. That situation is unacceptable for me and you. The only viable option is to push through the fear. This disease commands nothing less. Therefore, with education and preparedness, I seize travel opportunities. Some places may remain unseen, like Machu Picchu. However, I have far more travel possibilities ahead than I left behind. I will continue to recreate my possibilities. Being disabled in an able-bodied world has opened my eyes. Travel only takes that vision to 2020. My perspective changed with my diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. I could not have known this before my diagnosis and subsequent progression. It continues to morph as I progress. I thank God for this new pair of glasses. They are unique. For along with a fresh perspective, they came with a bigger heart, a giving hand, a loving touch, and an open mind. When we know better, we aspire to do better. I want to know more and do my best. I want to see more and help others do the same. Through trial and travel, I will.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.